ובתורת אבות איתה ממרן הסבא הקדוש מסלונים. So the Slonim Rebbe is continuing and he says, and in the Sefer Torat Avot on Parshas Kitovo, it says from the elder, the grandfather from Slonim, Zchuto Yagen Aleinu, may his merits protect us. Al HaPasuk, on the verse that says, Velo Natan Hashem Lachem Lev Ladat Veinayim Lirot Veoznayim Lishmo Ad Hayom Hazeh, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people, and God hasn't given you a heart to understand, eyes to see, ears to hear to this day. Uverashi, and Rashi explains, Shoto Hayom Shenatan Moshe Rabbeinu Sefer HaTorah Libnei Levi, on that day, Moshe's last day, he gave the Torah to the tribe of Levi. Ba'u Kol Yisrael, the Jewish people came, Ve'amru, and they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Af anu amadnu besinai, we too stood at Sinai, Ve'kibalnu ta Torah, we also accepted the Torah. Ve'anu rotzim gam ken et Torah, and we also want the Torah. Ve'samach Moshe al hadavar, Moshe was happy about it, Ve'amar, and he said, Hayom hazeh evanti, today I understood, Shatem dveikim v'chafitzim b'makom, that you are attached and you seek out the omnipresent. Ve'amar b'shem Maran Molkovich zchuto yagen aleinu, and the grandfather from Slonim said in the name of the teacher from Malkovitz, Ma'u omer ad hayom hazeh? What does Moshe mean when he says till this day? Halo kvar mikodma yu li Yisrael zmanim gdolim me'od. Previous to this day, prior to this day, the Jews had great periods. Bikriyat Yam Suf, when the sea split, shekafzu layam, they jumped into the sea. Uve mamad al Sinai, or when they stood at Mount Sinai. What was so unique about this day that they said, we want the Torah too? Why is it that Moshe says, till this day, it was as though you didn't have understanding. Now on this day, you've proven yourself. Why? Ela she'ata ra'a et godel ha'chavivut she'gilu Yisrael bebakashatam et ha'Torah. But now he saw the great love that the Jewish people revealed when they seeked the Torah. Lo mishum shezo mitzvah. They didn't ask for the Torah because it's a mitzvah. Ela anu rotzim et ha'Torah. But what they said is, we want the Torah. Bazeh ra'a. When they did this, in this he saw, she'atem dvekim v'chafetzim b'makom b'chavivut yitera. You want Hashem. When you're asking for the Torah, what you're really saying is, we want to connect with Hashem with an exceptional love. When one wants to connect with Hashem, what's the greatest way to connect? Through the Torah. When they saw that Moshe was about to give it to the other tribe, he's giving it to Levi, he's not giving them a copy of the Torah, then they got up and said, wait a second, we want it too. What are they saying? We want to connect. That was the point. They stood up to many tests. They were fantastic. But now, they revealed the chavivut. They revealed the love. Ve'al zeh amar Moshe, and about this Moshe says, ve'lo natan Hashem lachem lev ladat ve'inayim lirot ad hayom hazeh. God hasn't given you the heart to understand, the eyes to see till today. Ki k'sheyesh chavivut, harei zeh akol. Because if you have love, you have everything. Uve'in chavivut en klum. And if you don't have love, you have nothing. Oh yeah, you could be putting on tefillin. You could be performing the mitzvahs. Till that day, Moshe says, I saw you performing the mitzvahs. But what was your attitude? Today you revealed that your attitude is love. והרב הצדיק רבי יהודה לייב, כשכתב דברים אלו, הוסיף, כי בעת אומרו זאת נענה מרן זכותו יגן אלינו בראשו ואמר, אי חביבות, אי חביבות. And רבי יהודה לייב, when he wrote this, he added that when the Rebbe wrote this, he stopped and he said, oh, how important is the love, how important is the love. וביסוד העבודה בפרקי תשובה, and in the Sefer Yisod HaAvoda, in the chapters on תשובה, he writes, כתב שרגע אחד של תשובה מאהבה חשוב יותר ממאה תעניות. That one moment of doing תשובה, of repenting that stems from love, is more valuable than 100 days of fast. והיינו כי ברגע אחד שתשובה מאהבה, and that is because in one moment of doing תשובה out of love, שיהודי מגיע לאהבת השם, that he attains the state of loving השם, הרי זדונות נעשים לו כזכויות. At that moment, even the things that he did purposefully wrong, in heavens they are converted to merits. אשר למדרגה זו אין מגיעים במאה תעניות. You cannot attain that level even with 100 fasts. כי כאמור, because as we said, מידת החביבות, this aspect, this trait of love, he יסוד כל התורה. That is the foundation of the whole Torah. We aspire for it, we try to attain it, that our service of Hashem will be out of love, and the tests for Avram and the tests for every individual Jew is, will he do the things out of love? Even when Avram had the promises, physical good and spiritual good, why did he do what God told him? He stood up to the test. He did it because he loved Hashem.
When was this read?